It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I want guiltless, emotionless, selfish sex at a reasonable price.
Purely carnal, that's all you need to know.
Three words. Fabulous.
That is what I say every day on this show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're here with Tony Perkins from Fox 5. We're just about to go out on the street with our very talented photojournalist.
What?
Mr. Joe Harbinger.
What are you doing?
It just sounded good to me. Also, coming up on the show, Tony, I'm throwing you a curveball here. I don't know if you want to participate in this, but it is Argument Wednesday.
Argument Wednesday.
No, it isn't. Argument Wednesday.
Isn't it Thursday?
Argument Wednesday.
Stop it.
Argument Wednesday. I think that in the middle of the week, everybody is normally a little more tense than normal. That's why they call it hump day.
Not me.
A little testy. I think you can tell out on the roads. And I'll explain it a little bit later. And the way it's going to work is people are going to call in with a topic. And then we will take the opposing view, and they can pick which one of us. Now, normally it would be Rob, Buzz, or myself. Mm-hmm. If you want to join in, you no matter what their topic is, no matter what they're excited about, no matter what their point of view is, you have to take the opposing viewpoint and an argument. And then the rest of us, a panel of your peers, will judge you on the skill of the argument. We'll determine who won the argument, and the person will get some sort of crappy prize.
No one loves to argue like Tony.
Absolutely.
Constantly.
It's so difficult. Yeah. But without further ado, let's bring in our number one photojournalist.
Do you want to bring him in or just have him talk from back
there? No, I don't want to have him talk back there. Joe, come on up and find a microphone.
Come on in, Joe.
I thought Joe was a little guy.
Now, this is Joe. Say hi to Joe Ardinger.
He's right here. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Tony.
I've heard you many times on the air.
Thank you.
In the background.
How's it going, Joe?
Oh, I'm having a day.
I know. Joe's having a very difficult day today.
What's wrong?
We don't mean to laugh, but we're doing a
radio show. Replacement mouse for the computer back there.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a laser one, like the old one. The old one burned out. Mm-hmm. The cord's about this long. So in order to get this segment rolling, I had to use the side of the cabinet. If you've ever used the mouse sideways and tried to go up and down on a monitor screen, don't do that when you're drinking.
Joe's having a day.
He's having a day. Can we get you a chair?
I've got my stuff on
this
chair.
Oh, okay, there's another chair.
I won't take long.
All right, so Joe Moe's, our Joe Man on the Street interviews. You went to the post office. Which one? Did you go to one near your house?
Merrifield.
Merrifield Post Office. How was the traffic out there?
Well, on my way over, I heard on the radio that they were doing drop-offs where people who had it stamped already could just pass it off to someone.
Yeah.
And I was concerned that this would cut into, the bit.
Right.
But as I approached Merrifield, no concern. Target-rich environment.
Very good.
Good times were had by all.
Wonderful.
All right, without further ado, let's get right out to the post office with our Joe Man on the Street interview from Tax Day.
Hello, may I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio, or would you find that too taxing? Please state your first name and your occupation.
Scott, software engineer.
Filing your taxes, how about that?
A lot of fun.
Do your friends consider you a slacker?
Depends on which friend you ask.
Great. Do you plan on being late to your own funeral then?
I'll try if I can.
Good delivery.
How will you be spending your $6,000 federal government rebate?
I don't think I'm getting $6,000, but that'd be great.
How do you feel about the 2009 tax forms being printed exclusively in Spanish?
Está bien conmigo.
Oh. Hey,
have you used any of the new Charlton Heston $5 bills?
I have not.
I haven't paid taxes since the Reagan administration. What do you think of that?
I envy you.
Personal thought, I feel that every dollar that the government sucks out of the electorate is like stealing a hunk of our patriotic souls. What say you?
Not necessarily. It depends on how it's spent.
I'd like to see an increased percentage of tax dollars going towards the legalization of marijuana. Are you with me?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think it's a crime that it is illegal. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any comments regarding the recent death of TV commentator Bill O'Reilly?
I don't think it's true, but to be honest, I wouldn't mind not hearing his voice anymore. I'm not necessarily happy that he's dead, but
filing taxes on the evening of April 15th. Just couldn't make it on time?
Just couldn't make it on time, that's right.
Complete this sentence, please. Taxes are important to my America because?
Because they provide valuable social services when spent well.
Great answer. Best one all night. Thank you for your time, and God save our union.
Okay, he was reading.
You can't get better than this.
He was reading.
That guy was good.
Yeah. You know what I like is that we're getting sort of a sneaky Joe.
Well, he flew through those, didn't
he?
I like that. That was a very fast-paced Joe, and I like that. What we tried to do at the beginning of this is get a little controversial, and, I mean, confrontational at the very beginning. That's why, you know, filing your taxes. How about that?
Yeah, that's not your typical interview question.
Do your friends consider you a slacker? You
know? How about that?
But that was very smooth. Yeah. He kind of flew through them. He didn't get the confrontation we were looking for.
It's not how Holly does it.
No, Holly's she's very confrontational.
Hey, can I say one thing since you brought her up? Because she is a friend of mine.
You can say on this program anything about Holly Morris.
She can do anything. I mean, she's been sent out to some. Seriously. She's been sent out to some very difficult situations you would think.
That's hot.
What are you going to do with that?
Make something out of it.
She makes something out of it. That's a true pro.
I like when she drives the monster trucks.
Yeah, she does that well.
She does.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's a party in your pants.
I'm sorry. I am not going to do that to you.
Not me.
Yeah, what are you doing? We have another cut.
Holly, if you're listening, that's me, Mike. I'm the new kid in town. Let's get another man on the street interview from Joe Arden.
Joe Arden.
Hello, may I ask you if you questions for CBS Radio tape for broadcast, or would you find that too taxing?
You know what? It is his style. Uh-huh. He's easing. Now, he was fast-paced with the first one, but it's the reading that I enjoy.
Well, there's something you should know. We have 7 subjects on this tape, or CD. We should have had 10, but he didn't tape them.
The first three he did,
but the machine wasn't working right.
He didn't hit
the right button.
That's why we call him Our Joe.
He said, the machine should have clunkier buttons like in the day.
I just can't work with that guy.
I know.
Just can't work with
Never
him.
Never could.
All right. Stand by for magic.
Okay.
Hello. May I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio tape for broadcast, or would you find that too taxing?
No.
No? Okay. You sure? Thanks. Hello, may I ask you a few questions for
CBS
Radio tape broadcast?
Joe, are you using your British accent?
I think he is a little.
I heard a touch of it.
It's a little bit of his British accent.
Joe, a little British there?
No.
Thank you, Joe. Very good. Let's hear it.
Go ahead, Rob.
Sir, would that be too taxing?
No. What?
Please state your first name and your occupation.
Joyce, I'm a registered nurse.
Filing your taxes, how about that?
Yes.
Do your friends consider you a slacker?
No. Just last minute Charlie.
Great. Do you plan on being late for your own funeral?
Last minute Charlie.
It's a woman and she's...
I'm here to file my taxes. It's April 15th. I'm filing my taxes today.
Charlie, it's late.
You know what they call me?
What?
Last minute Charlie.
Can you state your name, your first name, and your occupation?
Charlie Strength Tavalak Village Idiot.
Last minute Charlie.
Hello. Last minute Charlie.
Great. Do you plan on being late for your own funeral?
Hopefully.
Okay, so far.
How will you be spending your.
So far, not a lot of confrontation here.
No.
Maybe it's the delivery, but people seem to be fine with late to your own funeral.
He's kind of friendly.
And maybe people are sort of beat down because, you know, it's tax day.
They don't care because they're lazy.
That's right.
$6,000 federal government rebate.
Catching up on consolidating my bills.
How do you feel about the 2009 tax forms being printed exclusively in Spanish?
I haven't heard that. What do you mean exclusively in Spanish?
Have you used any of the new...
That's the rule. Well, you know what? The $6,000 rebate flew right over her head, too.
No,
we
like
got
that.
A winner here.
She's
I'm
very
happy.
Excited what that she's going to consolidate her bills.
He just sticks to the script.
I love that.
Well, that's the rule.
It took years.
He used to ad-lib, Tony.
Oh, you don't want that.
We broke him of
Have
that
Have you used
habit.
Any of the new Charles and Heston $5 bills?
No, but I would like one.
I haven't paid taxes since the Reagan administration. How about that?
I don't believe you.
Personal thought. I feel that every dollar that the government sucks out of our electorate it's like stealing a hunk of our patriotic souls. What say you?
I don't agree with that, no.
I'd like to see an increased percentage of tax dollars.
Yeah, she doesn't like that. She doesn't like that at all.
Very going serious. Towards the legalization of marijuana. Are you with me?
No.
Why?
Only for medicinal purposes for cancer.
What kind of purposes?
Exactly.
Is there a way of rewinding so we can hear medicinal?
And this is a registered nurse, right?
Who also believes she's getting a $6,000 rebate and she's going to get it all in Charlton Heston fives.
Are you with me?
No.
Why?
Only for medicinal purposes for cancer.
A nurse.
She's a nurse.
Says medicinal.
Yep, that's the one I want standing over me when I'm about to blow the spit bubbles.
I suspect she has glaucoma, possibly.
There's a clog in the IV.
I suspect she's in a coma.
Do you have any comments regarding the recent death of TV commentator Bill O'Reilly?
No comment at all.
Filing taxes on the evening of April 15th, just couldn't make it on time?
I had someone prepare my taxes, and I only got them 2 days ago.
She's fine.
With all my children to get them to sign.
That's a good soap opera. Complete the sentence, please. Ad-lib. Taxes are important to my America.
There was an
ad-lib, but he didn't do it with a British accent, so we will allow it.
That's right. Okay.
We will allow that.
Taxes, and I only got them 2 days ago. I had to catch up with all my children to get them to sign.
Wait a minute. That's a good soap opera. Complete the sentence, please. Taxes are important to my America because...
Help educate our children.
Oh. Great answer. Best one all night. Thank you for your time, and God save our union.
Thanks.
Why does she have to get all her children to sign her taxes?
I'm with Tony. I've never heard of that.
No, she does. Well, this is the same lady that believes she's getting $6,000 from the government.
If they're working, maybe she had them prepare the kids' taxes, too.
It's a medicinal issue.
It must be.
Must be.
Look in the medicinal cabinet.
All right, next victim.
All right, victim. Subject, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's me.
Is this the line for tickets to the Pope?
Yes.
It's kind of a short line.
Well, you know, everybody kind of went home early.
I thought it was a bigger deal.
No, not that big a deal.
He's free-forming.
Well, the beer's kicking in.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, he did it. Yeah, he helped himself before he had
it out. Of course, absolutely.
I've waited longer for Rolling Stones tickets.
Hey.
Oh, of course, they're more popular.
You see how it really moves when he does the ad-libbing?
Ask a few questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio, or would you find that too taxing?
It might be.
You know, let me just stop
Please
it right
state
there.
Your first name.
And just, Rob, have your finger near that button the whole time. Because really, just to be exact, when we wrote it for him, it's supposed to be tape for broadcast on CBS Radio, or would you find that too taxing? Get it? He doesn't say the get it part.
He hasn't said get it.
He never says that. He's always
just been laughing.
See, he's a bit of a rebel.
Uh-huh.
He's a bit of a rebel.
He's a rebel, and he'll never, ever be any good.
No, that's right. That's right. He's bad.
He's a rule breaker.
Right.
All right, let's move on.
Name and your occupation.
Nick, and I'm an audiovisual support person.
Filing your taxes. How about that?
Hold on a second. Audiovisual support.
What does that mean?
Any insight on that, Tony?
No, I think he's making it up.
Okay.
Runs films in school.
Mm-hmm. He's a support person. He doesn't actually do it.
Right. He brings it in. He wheels it into the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on the cart.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Do your friends consider you a slacker?
No, because I'm filing for my refund.
Now, I'd like to point out another mistake here that unless we skipped over it, he missed question number two. Filing your taxes. How about that?
Let's go back. Let's see how
that speaks to the whole confrontational mm-hmm. nature of the Inquisition.
Right.
It's not like these were written without any thought in mind.
It sets the stage. Or
visual support person.
Filing your taxes. How about that?
Okay. We got it.
Yes, exactly.
Do your friends consider you a slacker?
No, because I'm filing for my refund.
Great. Do you plan on being late to your own funeral?
No.
How will you be spending your $6,000?
He said thoughtfully.
That's a serious answer. He goes, no, I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't giving it a whole hell of a lot of thought.
Have you heard something?
Somehow I'm turning that into a John Riggins impersonation.
I think that must have been John Riggins.
I wasn't thinking about it, Mr. O'Meara, but if you'd really like to send me the $6,000, we can get that done anytime you like.
How will you be spending your $6,000 federal government rebate?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to get the $6,000 one.
Yeah. Bravo.
Okay. Bravo.
He got it.
Smart guy.
Second of all, well, I'll probably not buy something with it, but reduce my own debt.
How do you feel about the 2009 tax forms being printed exclusively in Spanish?
No hablo español.
Oh, see, he was
Have
thinking.
You used any-
Yeah.
He fancies himself a smart guy.
He thinks he's going to outwit Joe.
Exactly.
The new Charlton Heston $5 bills.
No. I haven't been able to pry him out of his hands yet.
Oh, see, now he's doing the whole Shecky thing.
He's becoming Mr. Comedian.
I hate it when the victims try to be funny.
I know. It's like interviewing Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm. I haven't paid taxes since the Reagan administration. What do you think of that?
What a lucky guy.
He's
Personal
thinking.
Thought. I feel that every dollar that the government sucks out of the electorate is like stealing a hunk of our patriotic souls. What say you?
I might agree with that, but then again, oh well. It's got to go. Somebody's got to pay for it.
I'd like to see an increased percentage of tax dollars going towards legalization of marijuana. Are you with me?
Sure, why not?
There we go.
Now, why, why are you with me?
Because they need to go after... They don't need to go after that. They need to go after the other guy.
What other guy?
I don't know.
This guy makes me sleepy.
I believe we're getting a meeting of the minds here.
Do you have any comments regarding the recent death of TV commentator Bill O'Reilly?
Bill O'Reilly died?
Yeah, we got him. Yes, we got him. We got him.
All right, that's enough for now.
Yeah.
Going out on a strong note.
That's
all right. We got him. We'll get back to Jomo's. Does your brain hurt after it got to that guy?
That guy, yeah.
Halfway
yeah.
through. Mm-hmm. All right, let me explain what I want to do with this Arguing Wednesday before we take your calls at 877-365-3636. We will get back to it. Now, I had it somewhere. Let me go through. Talk amongst yourselves.
Look at you. You got notes and everything?
Oh, he's all official now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got it over here. Sorry, I'll be right back.
I haven't seen you in a long time. Are you wearing a piece?
No, I've got my... This is my original... I'm fat, and I've got my original hair. Look at that.
Really?
Does it look like I have artificial
it
hair?
It looks fake.
It's stapled to the headphones.
Kinder words have never been
Thank
spoken.
Thank you, Tony. That was a very nice comment. Hey, you know, when I was going through my papers, I noticed somebody gave me a Colorado Rockies Boston Red Sox video for a gift, and thank you very much. There we are. Okay, let me see. All right, Argument Wednesday. Wow. Now you're getting me in the mood for it. All right, now there's no doubt that a great deal of negative energy in this country, there is, mm-hmm. no better way to vent negativity than with a good old-fashioned argument. I happen to be Irish, right. Irish Catholic, even though I'm a fallen Catholic. We like to go into bars and we like to argue about politics, about anything, any subject you want. So in the interest of mental health and the greater good, we present you Argument Wednesday. Now, do I have a sound effect for this?
I believe you do.
No, Argument Wednesday.
Very wow. nice.
Let
and
me
that
explain.
Marks the return of Billy Big Voice.
Argument Wednesday.
Now, we're going to give all of you the chance right now to argue with all of us because today is Wednesday,
yes.
and on this show, it's...
Argument Wednesday.
The key is whoever you pick to argue with must take the opposing position no matter how they feel. So, it's very easy. You get on the line to get on the air, 877-365-3636. When you call in, all you have to do is state an opinion and say, I want to argue with Buzz, or I want to argue with Tony, or Mike, or Rob.
About. I think they should state their opponent first, then their viewpoint.
Name the topic. Right?
You want to do it that way?
I do.
I'm fine with that.
Argument Wednesday.
Wait a minute. No, I'm not. Get it?
I do.
I like that a lot. So you call in, you say, all right, hello, caller. Who do you want to argue with?
Who's your opponent?
Who's your opponent? I'd like to pick Rob or Tony or Buzz or Mike.
Right.
And then you say, this is my opinion. And how long should we give the argument? About 60 seconds?
I think 60 seconds would be fine.
You get yourself a 60-second argument. If you can conquer any of us in your argument, you will win. Do we have stuff today, Rob?
We do. You have a pile of stuff in that chair.
That's just one. Uh-huh. Oh, a perfect, wonderful prize for...
Argument Wednesday.
A certificate for a Jiffy Lube signature service oil change.
That's fantastic.
Nice lube.
Wow. I mean, really, you win an argument, you get an oil change, okay?
So do they start to argue, too, or they just state an opinion?
No, they argue. Okay. It's an argument.
Okay.
It's a battle. Right. This is like American Gladiators, and they get to pick the topic.
Okay.
Just like it.
Cool. And then no matter whether we agree with them or not, we have to argue with them.
The other side.
You understand why?
Yes, I do.
Because
Argument Wednesday.
That's how it works. So call us right now, 877-365-3636, you argumentative souls. You can argue with Buzz. That's who I would pick. It's just my opinion.
I've seen it before.
Buzz can get his dander up, though.
He can.
Especially when he's faking it.
But what if you put Buzz in a corner and you say, I'd like to argue with Buzz, and my viewpoint is, I hate baby strollers.
See? Then Buzz has to argue, even if he's not
favored.
He will take the opposing point of view, Shayna.
I can do that.
That's exactly how it's going to work. Call us, 877-365-3636. Get ready to argue. That's coming up next on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.